We're celebrating Lutheran Schools Week at St. John Freedom School, and let's find out more about what's going on. Mary Rettig is the principal in her final year at St. John's, and we're going to find out about what the 7th and 8th graders have been up to. Mary, for Lutheran Schools Week, any special events for the upper class here at St. John Freedom?
Well, we don't really do as many special events as the little ones. We don't go out to the Lutheran home or sing special songs. It's hard to get 7th, 8th grade to sing sometimes. However, in conjunction, though, next week, it's the week after, we do have our open house next Wednesday night at 6:30. It's for those wishing to, you know, look at our school and come next year, or even this year yet. It's for preschool through 8. We especially want to work really hard on getting kindergarten. So we're hoping that some of the preschoolers who went last year here, or coming this year here, will come next year, plus the other schools.
Well, let's talk about what will they see when they come for the open house. What do you want them to particularly look at?
Well, we'd like them to look at what we offer, whether it be our computer lab, our classrooms, to especially meet with our kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Neerman, and just get to see what we offer in the line of Christian education. And while we are small, we offer a lot of activities and things that are available at public school as well, whether it be sports, music, with our musical. But our academics, our students go to high school very well prepared. And in line with that, we have some retired teachers working here, which we're just thrilled to have. Mr. Tim Downey is teaching Algebra 1 and 6th grade math. This is his 4th year. Mrs. Ann Rausch is doing 7th grade math, her 2nd year here. And brand new this year, we have Mrs. Bev Nelson, who was a high school English teacher too for many years. I shouldn't have said many years. She'll get me for that.
Well, she's retired.
Yeah, she's retired. She can live with it. She comes out 3 days a week and teaches literature to the 7th and 8th graders. And I think it's really been quite an eye-opener for them. But are they going to go to high school prepared to write and in the area of literature? So we're thrilled.
That is one terrific advantage then at St. John Freedom, the fact they're tapping into former high school students, prepping their students for the next level. We've got some of the 7th and 8th graders who had a special presentation that they made at City Council. First, I'll have you introduce yourself and what grade you guys are.
I'm Caleb Bachman. I'm in 7th grade.
I'm Brady Gerken, and I'm in the 8th grade.
All right. Tell me about what you guys did. Brady, maybe start off with that.
We went to the City Council and named the street name Eagle Avenue. We came in 2nd in the votes.
Okay. Tell me about the presentation you made. What did you have to do for City Council?
We had to say what school we're from and present our street name and explain why we picked that street name.
And that was voted on by City Council. This was something that was put out there for, I think, the 4 schools that make up Napoleon System. And Brody, tell me about the presentation again, what you guys focused on, why you wanted it named Eagle Avenue. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Not only was it our mascot, but it's the national bird, and it's a symbol of freedom and independence. And we wanted to stick with the theme since there's other roads for independence in Napoleon. So we stuck with Eagle Avenue.
Okay, and you guys came in a close 2nd from what I heard in the voting. What did they ask you guys, questions or anything at the council meeting?
No, not really. They just thanked us for being there and supporting what we had.
All right. Well, sounds like you guys did a great job with it. Well, Mary, let's talk a little bit more. St. John Freedom, part of Lutheran Schools Week, and you incorporate your faith every day in every class here.
We do. That's one thing that sets us aside from public school, obviously, that whether you're in math or English or social studies or religion, we present our faith and we talk about Christ. And it's what sets us apart. It's that part that you can bring it into every aspect of the school day, not just in religion and class. And so if you're looking for a school and you want your child to be somewhere where the education is Christ-centered and that we also, you know, can emphasize morals and to, you know, keep you on the right track that we can do that more than they can, let's say, in the public school, because they cannot do that as much. They cannot emphasize it. Plus, we have an excellent academic record out here at St. John. So please give us a call, 419-598-8702, or stop out next Wednesday night at 6:30. The school board will be here, teachers, we'll have the building open, and we'd like you to come and look us over and ask questions. We'll give you a tour. But truly, Christian education, especially K through 8, preschool through 8, it's so important, I think, for little ones. It gives you a little different opportunity other than public. And we, you know, in this day and age, we just think that Christian education is very, very important. So come give us a try. See what we're all about.
It can make all the difference. And again, that open house Wednesday, February the 4th at St. John Lutheran School. The location is Roads U and 16 north of Napoleon.